Welcome back to more of our scrapbook of the London Broadcasting Company, 21 years in 24 hours. Welcome back to more of our scrapbook of the London Broadcasting Company, 21 years in 24 hours.
It's 7 o'clock.
Newswatch, a look at world, national and London news as it happens. Newswatch. Edition 3. LBC presents Feedback, your chance to exchange views and opinions with our studio guests. Feedback.
And welcome back to Feedback.
From Steve Tong and myself, Brian McSherry, from Sport on Wednesday. Cheerio.
News on the hour from LBC, home of independent radio news.
The IRA hunger strikes are finished. Downing Street says there's no deal on transfer with the Price sisters. More trouble for Britain's hospitals. This is Graham Freer.
Hello and welcome to After Eight, for the first time with me, Therese Birch. From now on, I'll be with you at 8 o'clock every Tuesday, Thursday and Friday evening. And the programme will be taking on a rather different shape. There'll be just as much news of what's on around town, looking at new plays, movies, concerts and books. But we'll also be looking at other ways of spending your leisure time.
Welcome back to the Janet Street Porter Show, and welcome to Linda Sawson and John Baxter, who've just discovered they've got something in common.
Programmes may come and go, but punchlines, jokes carry on forever.
And for the last half hour, you've been listening to this week's efforts, put together by Duncan Campbell,
David Walsh,
Petra Markham,
Brian Gascoigne,
Miroslav Kramosta,
and Andrew Nichols.
Pella Phipps was the engineer, and in a return match, the USS Enterprise defeated the Klingons by 235 Thargs to 143-362.
So listen out again for Garner Ted Armstrong giving you the plain facts about
the world tomorrow.
Good evening, this is John Terrett's First Edition. Between now and nine, tomorrow's news tonight.
Night is Young with Jill Pyra on LBC Radio.
And this hour, the chance to find out
how communist dominated the Mine Workers Union really is. See you tomorrow.
Is the London Broadcasting Company, LBC, the independent voice of radio news.
K Catch up with LBC. Regular news every half hour, local, national, and international. LBC, where reporters are on the story, not in the studio. Where you hear the news as it happens 24 hours a day. Catch up with LBC, the radio station where the news comes first.
And that's it from me after another fun-packed 4 hours. Where does the time go when you're having fun? Why ask me? Ask Robbie Vincent. He's next. I'll see you tomorrow.
Ends tonight's Winter Break on LBC with me, Christopher Homozios. In a moment, news at 9.
Summer's coming, so why not get your kids an LBC t-shirt? In white cotton with the LBC logo on the front, they're really smart. We've got them in children's sizes from 26 to 32 inch, and at £1.50, they're a great bargain. To get yours, send £1.50 to T-Shirts, LBC, PO Box 261, Gough Square, London EC4, or call in during office hours. Checks and postal orders should be made payable to LBC. Oh, and don't forget to tell us which size you want, will you?
From Douglas Moped. Gonna get the old time high from Douglas too. Morning, noon, and evening, if you're tuned to LBC, the city service will do for you just what it did for me.
Listen to LBC on the medium wave band, you may find our new taller transmitter gives you a better signal. LBC is now on 261 meters, 1151 kilohertz, as well as 417, 719 kilohertz. If we're a little hard to hear on 417, try the taller LBC. Come along to 261.
LBC presents News at 9.
And welcome to the program, presented tonight by Chris Ryder.
Welcome to a very special edition of Sounds New on this Good Friday. A jolly collection from me, Tony Palmer.
They say nostalgia ain't what it used to be. Cast your minds back to those movies when boy met girl and...
Darling, I looked into your eyes and I knew.
I knew you knew.
I knew you knew I knew.
Yes, friends, the golden age of the movies is back in Parkinson's Picture Show. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hear Michael Parkinson say...
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
9:30 on Friday, 3 on Sunday.
This is LBC, 1151 kilohertz, where news comes first.
Love in London.
Right in here, sweetheart. Now look, this is nothing to worry about, right? It's just a rehearsal.
Close. 01353 8111. Happy birthday, Eileen.
G'day there, this is Rolf Harris here. Now if you want to call Adrian Love... Oh, no, let me rephrase that. If you want to call Adrian Love, call 353-8111.
Hello.
261.
Love in London.
Lovely. Move on. Hello.
Hello. Is that you, Adrian?
Yeah.
Great. Look, I've got a hot car to report.
Super.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I saw the guy who took it.
That is amazing.
I'll describe him to you. He was a tall man, about 6'2". He was rather thin. He was blonde with a beard, and he wore glasses. I think they were tinted. And he was dressed in jeans.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good description of me.
You mean, you stole tonight's hot car?
I think so. Hang on, let me check.
Right,
we stole our hot car. Sorry about that.
Well, are you going to give it back?
Yes.
Okay, well, in that case, since it's you, Adrian, I'll let you off.
Bless you, man. Thanks for calling.
This is LBC on 261. Pass it on.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sounds New, London Broadcasting's comprehensive coverage of culture. I say that, in fact, with a slight tongue-in-cheek. Sounds New is, in fact, an arts review programme and brings you up to date with what's going on in and around London. My name is Sarah Dickinson, and I am with you from Monday night to Thursday night from 9 till 11, and my colleague Tony Palmer is with you on Friday nights. Stay with me tonight and see what we've got in store for you.
All the songs I love so well.
I'm sure that many of you will not have heard poetry read to Indonesian music before. Nor perhaps will you have heard of a rock group called Fog. We'll be looking at both these things tonight and also talking about cinema architecture, reviewing the new Nureyev film, and folk singer Ralph McTell's concert. And I mustn't forget, of course, the dog results, which I shall read to you personally just after the 10 o'clock news. So SOS, which, as the government says, switch off something. Anything but not Sounds New on London Broadcasting.
It's yesterday once more.
This is Robbie Vincent's Nightline on London Talkback, 11:52 a.m.
I trust you're well. Welcome to day two of what possibly could turn out to be the autumn season of Robbie Vincent Nightlines.
All the credit comes.
Nightline. Call 071 603 1152.
Augustus Barnett proudly presents The World of Melanie Parker.
When Mr. Dracula accidentally fell upon Krusty Old's leathery neck, he broke two of his front teeth. Yesterday I met him coming out of the dentist's.
Imagine Dracula with false teeth, and they're loose into the bargain.
Oh, no, they're lovely. Much nicer than your old pointy ones.
Oh, what's going on here, then?
Krusty Old, don't you think Mr. Dracula has a lovely smile?
Hey, well, let's have a look. Oh, dear, oh, Lord.
Why are you laughing?
Them new teeth of yours, them all loose.
I know that, you fool. Why are you so amused?
Because with them new choppers, you're all shattering, no do.
Will Melanie be bitten in name alone? Why is Mr. Dracula so upset about his top set? And why does Augustus Barnett carry such an amazingly wide range of wines and spirits? How does he keep his prices so low? Listen tomorrow to episode 254 of The World of Melanie Parker, brought to you by Augustus Barnett.
LBC Jump Spot Special.
Barrett's, Barrett's, Captain Barrett's, Barrett's Liquor Malt.
I say, Mr. Barrett, can't your fine baritone voice cope with the jingle alone anymore?
Not at all. I felt I should give the boys of the group an opportunity of being heard. They've been feeling left out recently, although, of course, they do fully understand as leader of the group, one does tend to hog the limelight. That's show business.
Are you sure you're not confusing it with your cut-price booze business?
I thought Vicious Sid couldn't sing till I heard Freddie Barrett.
It's 11 o'clock.
LBC News presents Night Final, a comprehensive roundup of today's world, national and London news. Night Final.
Good evening, this is Des Fahey.
Adrian Love, good evening.
You got to have friends.
Oh, welcome back.
to sanity. I hope you made a fortune, quite honestly. I hope you won yourself a fortune. For those who are planning a quiet evening of housebreaking, it's 37 degrees Fahrenheit at LBC, 3 degrees centigrade. It is cloudy. It is intending to drizzle during the next hour, or so the Meteorological Office tell us. Wind speed 11 miles an hour from the north-northeast, which is somewhere around Bethnal Green Station, relative to LBC.
Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Don't forget, of course, I'll be back at 1 o'clock tomorrow morning with another edition of Weekend Night Extra. And in the meantime, stay tuned to LBC, and coming up in a moment, the news at 4.
Thank you very much, Ken Guy, over there in the newsroom. On the other side of the corridor, must be hell for an Australian in London at New Year. I mean, he doesn't know what it's all about. Anyway, 5 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock at LBC. Give you a frequency check. You've heard every other person's frequency tonight. This is London Broadcasting, 417 metres medium wave, 719 kilohertz, and on VHF 97.3. Make of that what you will.
Well, that's all from LBC for tonight. But we will be carrying news bulletins on the hour at 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 o'clock. And of course AM, with a full roundup of all the day's news, travel news and sport, will be here at 6 o'clock. The time now, 3.5 minutes past midnight.
LBC.
This is an independent broadcasting authority transmission on 261 metres, 1151 kilohertz from Saffron Green, and 417 metres, 719 kilohertz from Lotts Road in the medium frequency band, and on 97.3 megahertz from Croydon in the VHF band, in the London area, carrying the independent local radio service of the London Broadcasting Company.
This is Nightline with Tony Fox.
Love in London.
This is Nightline with Stuart Francis.
Morning!
Yes, case of fair play all round. Three ID jingles,
love
as they're known, including
the new
love jingle.
Yeah. Later in the programme, we'll be looking at what some of London's local papers are saying, at what's on in and around London, at today's sports and city news. And we bring you the first chance to know what tomorrow's papers will be saying.
Pick up that telephone and ring the radio station that listens. This is LBC.
Here's the number right now, 01353811. And we want
here's the number right now, 01353811. And we want you to ring, yes we do, right now,
01353811.
And we want you to ring, yes we do, right now, 01353811.
For those of you of a technical bent, I'm sorry, we should explain that that kind of whooshing noise is what is known technically as phasing, which means you get two singers and put them in a large box and shake them up a lot.
On 417 metres medium wave and 97.3 VHF, this is LBC. You're on Nightline with Adrian Love.
She shakes me on occasions, thank you, my love. 11 minutes past Sunday midnight. No, that's wrong. 11 minutes into Sunday. I keep getting into terrible trouble about playing with words. Let's go to a call instead. Hello?
LBC 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
But for the moment, it's light-hearted music and talk on music till Monday. Now the MPs are likely to get a pay rise, so here's Tony Edwards with a late item of news.
MPs are expecting a rise of at least £2,000 a year after the Commission looking into their salaries reports later in the year. This could put MPs into the £200 a week category. MP Dennis Healy said that the rise constituted only a fair rate for the job, but Chancellor Dennis Healy thought the rise was a serious breach of the social contract. He is expected to have a head-on confrontation with himself later in the week.
I'll give you that one, sir. 24 out of 10. That's clever. That is very clever. A long one, but clever. I don't think anybody can take offence at that. Humour is an amazing thing, because any problem that you can laugh at can very soon cease to be a problem. We're getting terribly philosophical, aren't we, at 16 minutes to 3? Never to mind.
I will go to bed and sleep soundly, as I hope indeed the Lattenborough Islington people may do.
Hopefully, yes.
Billy McCurdy. Yes.
Thank you very much for keeping me company through the night. It's been great fun. We'll see you again very soon.
A lot of fun.
Great. And my thanks also to everybody else who phoned the show, came into the studio. My thanks to the studio crew, Peter and Larry, John and Henny. Special thank you to the lovely Gail for reading the news so beautifully. But most important of all, thank you to everybody for just listening, because without you, I feel a complete and utter idiot. Hope you can join me next Friday night at midnight for more of the same, or more of the similar. David Bassett at midnight tonight. Tell your friends, it's Nightline. If you've enjoyed it, I'm Adrian Love. If you haven't, I'm Marcel Marceau.
When they come to write the history of British broadcasting, one name will stand out above all others.
Lord Reith. Muffin the Mule. Cliff Mitchell-Moore, Molinaire, Sylvia Peters,
John
Hullabaloo Lurgy and Custard,
Baird, David Attenborough, Pilkington.
LBC, the first commercial radio station in Britain, reached its first birthday triumphantly on October the 8th, 1974.
LBC, of course, LBC.
LBC, yes, of course, happy birthday, LBC.
Happy birthday, LBC.
A happy birthday message to LBC from all of us at Broadcast Magazine.
A very good Friday morning to you. Quickly through the morning music of the last 30 minutes. Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 23, the third movement, the soloist Vittorio De Coll. Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor, the third movement, the Zagreb Philharmonic, the soloist Helmut Fried. Lanner's Trenning's Waltz, the Vienna Concert Orchestra. And the Hamburg Philharmonic playing Haydn's Symphony No. 63.
97.3 FM stereo, LBC Radio.
The 6 o'clock news, this is Douglas Cameron. The chairman of English Football League clubs are meeting in London this morning to decide how to fight the ban on their sides playing anywhere outside England.
Well, that's it for today. I'm Jonathan Kendrick, and you've been listening to the best of LBC.
Oh, I say, that's nice. Who wrote this quiz?
You've been listening to a scrapbook of sound bites snatched from the air over the last 21 years and pasted back together again by me, Jeff Lumley. To all at LBC, those I've included and the many I've missed, thank you.
Jeff, thank you very much indeed. A lot of...